Welcome back to the Nirvana that is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. You know, we cram a lot of news into the show, so we tried to name the segment where we cram the most news, and so we're going to call it The Cramble. It turned out it wasn't in the dictionary. So Matt Martinez says, people, come up with something similar. Thus was born the flammable. All right, editor Trish McKinney said, I'll do it myself. And now we have the ramble. And luckily, the mom and dad of the ramble are here today.
Hello, John.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Can I start off?
Yes,
all
please.
Right. It's possible that some people might be too attractive to get hired. Like, I have to tell the people in this room that. Well, that's what one woman named Jade is asking. Is it possible I'm just too darn pretty to get hired? She sent her question to a job blog called JT and Dale Talk Jobs. U.S. News and World Report picked it up and tried to help the girl out. You see, Jade has been searching for a job for 5 months. She gets interviews, but no offers. She writes, I've even contemplated the idea that I can't get hired because I happen to be a very attractive, younger-looking 32-year-old. Am I even crazy for thinking that?
Was she?
I don't know. Plus, I have plunging necklines and stripper heels now. Generally, good-looking people are more likely to be hired and tend to get better pay, but as the inside job blogger speculates, and she was actually helpful to a woman who sounds like she has a very high opinion of her unemployed self, very attractive people are used to getting all kinds of advantages based on their physical appearance, so they tend to expect doors to open, and they might be disappointed when they don't. I guess unlike all of us ugly people who never expect anything good to happen.
Wait, can I say something? I am Jade. Yes, I admit.
Yes,
it.
Yes. Okay.
And I'm going to take off the ugly mask I've been wearing so that you would hire me here. Ready? Here I go. Here's the really pretty me.
Maybe Jade applied for a job as the before picture.
Yeah.
And it didn't help to have someone who was
true.
That beautiful.
It could have been the job. We don't know what she was going
We should
for.
Mention that Daniel Holloway is here, our movie reviewer, because he's going to do movies in just a
I'm
bit.
I'm going to do movies.
You know.
He can chime in if he wants.
He can ramble with us. Why take our hand and ramble.
All right. Well, police in France have arrested a man who they suspect has stolen 170 garden gnomes. The serial garden gnome thief, he's 53 years old. Apparently, he put all of the stolen gnomes in his tiny 215-square-foot garden.
Master criminal.
Yeah. 170 garden gnomes in a 215-square-foot garden. Police are really struggling to return the rescued gnomes to the rightful owners because this guy painted them on new colors.
And no one can tell who the garden gnomes belong to.
He brought them back. Now he... They're going to have them new colors, so he can't. Yeah. They don't know where they go.
I thought this was going to be, you know, the guy took them, and maybe they're valuable. He was going to sell them, but he just repainted them and put them in his own garden.
They're going to have to use garden gnome dental records to identify the gnomes.
Well, he's just facing some prison time.
Yes.
All right.
What's the Daniel Holloway reaction?
There you go. Okay, Trish.
That's it. Silence.
Oh, thanks for rambling.
Stony silence. Yeah, I know. I'm adding a lot today.
Okay, so I have a story that I'll be honest, it's hard for me to understand because there's a lot of big chemical words in it. But anyway, it's about that shower curtain smell, specifically the new shower curtain smell.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
that's me.
So it's not about smelly shower curtains that have been in your shower for a while, but when you open the package, and if it's like a PVC, a vinyl shower curtain, it has that new shower curtain smell. And this an environmental group based in Virginia, they're called the Center for Health, Environment, and Justice, did a study of what exactly is in that new shower curtain smell. I will just tell you that they are a group that's been against PVCs for a while, so they were, you know, so that'll help you maybe read some of these results. But they found that PVC shower curtains are packed with something called phthalates, which are used to turn a hard plastic into a soft plastic.
How do you spell, what are the first two letters in phthalates?
It's P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-E.
How could that possibly be the case? Silent P-H phthalates. To start a word.
Maybe it's phthalates.
I don't know.
Phthalates.
Phthalates.
See, this is where my first stumbling block on this story.
Spokesman Sylvester said phthalates.
Phthalates. Anyway, apparently these chemicals can be linked to things like liver damage and damage to the central nervous, respiratory, and reproductive systems, according to this group that funded the study and conducted it. But the American Chemistry Council says there's no reliable evidence that they are harmful or even linked to the new shower.
So said the American Chemistry Council, which has no dog in this fight.
Well, you know, so there's a dog on each, you know.
Okay,
so
two dogs.
You guys figure it out.
Maddie.
Get a degree in chemistry.
I'm going to try to get through this as fast as possible. It's a very complicated story. The LA Times has a piece about this Jacobin Chinese gangster who really needed a liver transplant. So he got UCLA to agree to give him a new liver, right?
Yeah.
But first he had to get a U.S. visa. Difficult because he is forbidden to enter the U.S. because, well, he's a Japanese gangster. So he started offering money to people who could help him. He approached people with connections to politicians and embassy contacts to help him get a visa. Sometimes he even offered money, close to $1 million in some instances. So one of these people did try to help him by writing letters, but basically nothing worked. He never got the visa, so he went to Australia. They gave him a liver transplant, but he still died. This is back in 2005. Now, the LA Times is writing about it now because there's been recent suspicion that UCLA has some sort of relationship with organized crime in Japan. Between 2000 and 2004, they gave new livers to four patients who were believed to be gangsters.
Yes, I believe their entire offensive line is based on the Yakuza.
The Yakuza.
Yeah, so we're going to post more of this story on our website.
Good job. That is your ramble. These stories and more, as Matt said, will be on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Thank you, guys.